sofa.
And not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Tuesday night, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on
98.1
for your weekly random rendezvous with
the story of never ending.
Reza,
your introversion that you have.
RaglanRadio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes.
Kia ora tatu everyone, it's me Reza on air, and guess what, I have a new slot. I'm not doing Tuesday anymore, it's Monday. It's Monday, 7:05, and I'm going to be here till 8:30-ish. And with me today is going to be Neil Tolan, most of you know him, Good Samaritan of the community. I'm going to have a little chat about, you know, doing community work, and he just recently had his first DJ set. I'm going to talk about that and just see what happens. You know, little shenanigans on a Monday evening. A very random rendezvous, as always. I set it up like 5 o'clock this afternoon, so we don't know what happens. We don't know what we're doing, but let's see. And until then, I'm sure he's going to bring some fun music too. Until then, here is Kaleo with Way Down We Go.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And way down we go, oh.
That one because I had a really nice experience on the weekend, somebody playing that on the guitar, and that was really nice. And I was like, I know this song, but I can't really, you know, don't really know much about the band, which, by the way, is from Iceland, formed in 2012. and I think they're still active, yes. So they kind of consider themselves a blues rock band. That's that. So some more stuff to figure out from that band. Next one is like an oldie but goldie, London Grammar, Lord It's a Feeling, but not the remixy one that I think I played before. It's the regular version. The original, is that how you say it? Is that how you say it?
I saw the way you made her feel like she should be somebody else. I saw the way she tried to hold you when your heart was just a shell. I saw the words she wrote that broke my heart, it was a living hell. I saw the way you laughed behind her back when you fucked somebody else. I saw the way you made her feel like she should be somebody else. I know you think the stars align for you and not for her as well. I understand, I can't admit that I have felt those things myself. I saw the way you left behind her back when you fucked somebody else. Lord, it's a feeling.
With Lord It's a Feeling. It's a band that comes in phases for me. Like sometimes I'm loving it and sometimes I'm just a bit over her squeaky voice. It's 7:14 on a Monday night. I need to remember my new slot is Monday, 7 till 8:30. Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. And I have a guest with me. Who is it?
It's me.
It's you. Who is you?
So my name's Neil.
Neil.
Neil, son of Anthony.
Son of Anthony. And That's it.
Yeah, just Anthony. So my last name's Tolan, which came from Anthony Tolan.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Is that a Scottish thing?
You know, in the old days, they used to go, I am Barbara.
Son of
daughter, yeah.
I always thought it's a Scandi thing, like a Viking.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I've just started doing it a few places.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is your dad?
Tell me your last name. But you're just like, no, I'm Neil, son of Anthony.
So, Neil, son of Anthony is here with me tonight. It was kind of like a very random thought I had this afternoon. I'm like, oh, Neil, he did a DJ set the other day. I want to talk about him, how that came about. And oh, Neil is doing community stuff. Like, we need to talk about that.
Cool.
So here he is.
Great. It's great to be here because, you know, I was just wandering around the streets.
Not having anything to do.
Head on the ground looking at stones. And then I got the message.
And you're like, yeah, I mean, I might have to shovel a few things here and there, but I'll make it work. I can squeeze you in.
I can do those gutters another night.
For 20 minutes I can squeeze you in. I was like, when you came in, I was like, have you done this before? And you're like, oh, yeah. So it sounded like, oh, yeah. I'm like, which capacity have you been here at Raglan Community Radio before?
So I've been obviously here with Justin. Big shout out to my mate Justin, you know.
Are you doing the show together on Thursday?
No, just hadn't been in the right time, right place. And
it's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it was the Thursday
what
night
time?
Kind of thing.
Are we both looking at the schedule being like,
not sure if it's official.
It's kind of a Saturday night thing, right? Like 9
yeah,
to
I think
11-ish.
Kind of Thursday-ish.
Yeah.
But it might have changed now. And then just being interviewed by Aaron when I was standing for the One Energy Trust. Here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also for the Talent Factory, did he also interview?
Yeah, true.
Because
yes.
You usually MC our Whangaroa Talent Factory.
Totally.
Which me and Aaron talked about that today, actually, because I was like, oh, yeah, I have Neil on the show. It's going to be so much fun. And we talked about the kind of humor people bring on to, because I'm the kind of person, when I want to be funny, I piss myself about the things I say. And you're very much the opposite. You have like this stern face. Everyone else is like laughing and lying on the ground. And you're just like, well, something to think about, you know. You have this like very dry humor, which is, where does that come from?
I think because I was born in Scotland, so I guess that's our kind of humor.
Stop.
A lot of our humor, I guess, you know, Billy Connolly, those are kind of my comedians. I guess The Office,
yeah,
you know, that kind of
dry ish
yeah, just almost what's the word?
I feel like not wanting to draw it, like not wanting to be the center of attention, even though you are, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
probably,
little bit,
yeah.
A little
yeah,
bit
totally.
Like, there's a word for it. I also can't find it, but don't ask the foreigner. I don't have words.
I'll go into the library tomorrow. I think they've got dictionaries down there.
They do have dictionaries, and there's no other way to figure it out. Neil also brought a few tunes, which we're also going to talk about. Neil, what is the first song that you brought for the day?
Okay, this is a band called The Blaze, and they have incredible music videos. So I guess, you know, when you like a song more because of the video and the music, but I recommend everyone looking at The Blaze. They create amazing stories that tell amazing, stories.
Yeah, just a storyline.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you see that little check thing
that means
it's on my liked list. So here's The Blaze with Territory. That was The Blaze with Territory. And as soon as the song started, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that song. It was pretty popular, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I recommend checking out the video. It is pretty cool.
You did say. I will have to because I don't know it. So The Blaze, do you know anything about the band? Where they're from? What they're doing?
I'm pretty sure they're from France. And do you remember Katie that used to live with me?
Oh, yes.
So she used to listen to them quite a bit. And so she was the one that kind of watched the video and stuff. And that kind of, I was like, whoa, that's so cool. And then they've got lots of other music in there. Yeah.
Ambient electronic dance music duo is what Wikipedia tells us. No, theblazeprod.com. That's what that is.
Check it out.
Their method involves producing sound and visuals at the same time. So they do have quite a heavy emphasis on their videos. Okay. Good to know. I'll check it out because I'm like, you know, does ring a bell. But that song also sounds almost a bit old.
Totally.
Like it's been a while. What do you reckon? What time does it come from? Without looking up my Spotify.
I would say 2017 maybe.
Huh. Look.
Holy heck.
It's 2017. I thought it's older than that, to be honest. I was like 2002.
That is a good guess, eh? Like, honestly, everyone, I did not look at the computer.
No, he didn't.
Outside.
He looked to the other side.
That's amazing.
Have you seen, by the way, the new lights that we have in the radio?
It looks amazing, actually.
Right?
It looks amazing.
It's so cozy. It's very Christmassy, too. And then we can change the settings. And you know what? I came in, and I mean, people who are listening obviously can't
I'm pretty sure they can feel the ambience.
But you know, when you change the setting, and then there was one, though, that fucking freaked me out. Like this one.
It's like the black. It's just like pshaw, pshaw, pshaw.
You know, it's almost like lasering. I'm like, no, I'm too tired for this today. I need some really calm lights. So
I
yeah,
like
everybody outside, if you wanna have some really nice lighting environment, come stop by at the station in Raglan Community Radio. We have nice lights. I think that should be our new slogan. We have nice lights.
They are nice lights.
Neil, you also recently had your first DJ set. Am I right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Where was that? Why and how? And who let you do that?
Yeah, no, it's quite amazing, actually. So it was at Raglan Burn, which was a great, awesome, amazing weekend.
For the people out there who don't know what that is, do you want to explain or shall I?
I think you've already got something lined up.
Maybe.
Shall I?
Oh, shall I tell the people? So Raglan Burn is basically like your Burning Man in tiny, tiny, tiny form. It's 200 people out the Ruapuki Motor Camp. A bunch of people, me included. And I'm not going to name names, but Jasmine from The Weck, she's a big part. Anna, she's a big part. Manu, all lovely people that are organizing that weekend festival. And then everybody comes along and contributes. And what did you contribute this year once more?
So we've got this big inflatable ride at my work in the community center. So I brought that out. I guess for the kids that go along there, as well as the big kids.
I did think the big kids would use it, but I only saw the small ones on there.
Yeah, there's a few big kids later in that afternoon. Mm. I think the kids were kind of left, okay, let's not jump on and let the kids have their go.
Yeah.
But later on, that did become a bit of a...
Yeah, I missed that situation.
Older.
Yeah, that was... Because when you asked me, hey, do you think this is a good area to set it up? I was thinking of like, I don't know, 3x4, you know, like a tiny... And I was like, oh, it's massive.
Yeah, it is huge. We were a bit worried on space because the camp was packed, but we found a good spot in the end.
It was packed. But that's not the only thing you brought. You brought a DJ set to Raglan Burn.
Yeah, so good friend Safia.
Safia!
She
DJing.
So she set up this cool little tent where you could go and swap your clothes over and get some cool stuff to wear around the weekend. It was really a really cool little vibe. And she asked me, Neil, do you want to DJ in the tent? And when I got the text message, I was thinking, no.
You know what? No.
Yeah, I was always thinking, oh, no, because I don't really DJ. And then I thought, actually, I'm going to say yes and then just work out
what I'm doing
afterwards, yeah.
Like while you're doing it or after you've done it, work out what you're supposed to do. Because did you ever work on the machinery? Because I'm like, this is a very intricate situation, right? It's not like just you show up and you press a few buttons.
Yeah, I haven't really. So my brother's a bit of a DJ, so I guess I've watched him.
He wasn't there this year, was he?
No, he's in Cairns. And then I've been around a lot of DJs and I've kind of seen a little bit. But then I've never really used a controller.
Mm-hmm.
So over Easter, I just got a controller and I just practiced Thursday night, Friday, Saturday.
And then
Sunday. That was my Easter, which was great. It was good fun.
Cool.
And then kind of worked out, you know, kept it pretty simple and
yeah,
it was great fun.
Because I'm always a bit intimidated. So there's two things, right? One, I'm like, oh, there's so many DJs these days. Everybody's like being a DJ right now. So I'm kind of like, well, I'm not going to do what everybody's doing. You know, I'd rather do nothing. But then on the other hand, I'm like, oh, but this looks like something I would be really good at.
You
really
would.
Enjoy
you would.
And have a good time and, you know, fun times. But I also find technology is not my friend. So that's what scares me.
I think, I mean, you've worked out how to run this radio station. So
mean by pushing those two buttons
totally
up and down?
I think you could do it. I think I think a part of it is probably just selecting the right music. Like, you can make mistakes. I made a few mistakes on that night.
Yeah, nobody noticed. Not just because it was early in the morning and there were maybe substances. I mean, who knows, you know?
But, you know, I think it is about just choosing your music and, and that kind of worked out well.
It was fun because it was Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember I had this moment on the main stage, or the main, well, we call it the main stage, where I was like, oh, I don't really feel it. It's not really my thing. Oh, let's just walk around and see what. And then you walk into this tiny, tiny little tent. Cool, it's like, this is packed. What's happening?
It was fun.
It was
so
really cool.
I was supposed to play in the afternoon and then we had kind of wrong connections, you know, to get into the sound system. And I was kind of like, hey, we'll just do it later on kind of thing. And then FX, FX, he was like, Neil, you're on. Let's go.
Now.
And so it was great. And we got there. Jeremy was the first in there. He was amped, ready to go.
Auckland Jeremy.
Jeremy from
there
Improv.
Were a few Jeremy. Oh, that Jeremy.
So he was
Swiss Jeremy.
Yeah, I got a lot of energy off him. And
a lot of energy
got me
that
a beer weekend. And then it was all go. And then it just it was great because so many of my friends were there. And it was good.
It was cool.
A really safe kind of place to.
It was also the last space I left Saturday morning at 7.
Yeah.
With
nice.
You know, the FX, the Justin, the Safia.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It was a good spot.
It was a great spot.
So what other songs did you bring? We were just listening to Blaze the Territory, and then you had a few more. Which one of those
are
you
playing? Well, let's mix it up. In a previous life, I used to be in a New Zealand's musical supergroup for kids called the Funky Monkeys.
When you were a kid.
Yeah. Actually wasn't a kid, but I guess acted like a kid.
Don't we all still do?
Exactly. So this song's In the Summer, because, you know, in Raglan, we want to keep the summer going.
Yeah.
We want to stretch it out. And today there was a bit of sun.
It felt like summer.
It did.
I'm like, I'm barefoot.
It's not going away.
No, look, I'm wearing a short t-shirt. Basically summer.
So this is a song called In the Summer by the Funky Monkeys. And I've got a present for you, actually.
Oh, what?
I've got a gift for you.
A funky monkey?
So this is actually a funky monkey kazoo. That's one for you and one you can give away to a friend.
Oh, God, okay.
Do you know how to make a kazoo work?
No.
Okay.
For listeners here, how do we explain this? It looks like a crack pipe.
It does. So it's an orange. It's orange and it does have funky monkeys on it. And so that you blow into the big end.
The big end?
And you got a hum. So I go, ooh, 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 ooh. There it is. Your new toy. It's a kazoo. So just really, really. There it is. There it is.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
And it's great to sleep with as well because you can just.
Yeah. And that is a funky monkey? Is that what you call it?
It is. There's not many of them.
Wow.
Now, so.
You give those out to the kids that you work with? Or?
We used to sell them. So we used to. The cool thing was, so we'd be backstage performing, getting ready to perform, and then we'd hear the kazoo drone in the crowd, just from all the kids selling, and people would be like, don't you guys get sick of hearing kazoos? No. We have to make money, you know.
We're going to talk more about this device and Neil's band, the Funky Monkeys. Here's the Funky Monkeys in the Summer. My knees in the water.
I got my sunscreen on, cause I know I gotta do what I oughta. With my bucket and spade, I make the biggest sandcastle ever.
Dizzy dog size,
swim between the flags if you're clever.
In the summer, summertime.
Cricket or soccer together. With my towel and umbrella, singing a cappella, feeling funky.
Dizzy dog says,
groove with the funky monkeys.
In the summer, summertime.
People just didn't hear how much I lost it when I saw that there's a picture of you on this Spotify thing. And you have quite a lot of listeners. Neil, are you famous?
I guess we were with under five-year-olds back in the day.
Okay. And so
a lot of five-year-olds at supermarkets would say, hello. And sometimes I think sometimes their parents would be, who is that guy?
Yeah, so the Funky Monkeys, whose song we just heard in the summer, Neil was, you were a Funky Monkey. You
yeah.
still are a funky monkey.
Yeah, I guess technically, yeah, the music's still out there, and it's still. We have a song about kazoos as well. You can
it's a kazoo,
later.
You guys. It's a funny device. I shall post that on my Instagram just because, you know, it's why great. Not?
Yeah, why not?
So it does say on the. This is a great picture. All three of you look very. What's the political correct word here? Funny.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, bright. We're wearing our
chipper.
Orange
yeah.
attire.
And it says, performers Chris Lamsam, Joe McNamara, Neil Tolan, and Dizzy Dog have performed to over 1.8 million people in 900-plus live shows. Their music videos have screened on national children's TV for a decade, and they have released 4 albums, 3 EPs, and 2 DVDs. Neil, you're famous! Wow, look at that. Since 2003, the Funky Monkeys have been New Zealand's very own musical supergroup for kids. So you're like a boy group for five-year-olds.
Pretty much. I guess we were trying to emulate the Wiggles and their success as well. So, and
yeah.
New Zealand never had a, their own kind of group.
Yeah.
So that was,
That's so cool. If I Google you on Wikipedia, would it say still active or... Are you guys?
I have not. Actually, I haven't got a clue. Actually,
like, so, but you guys haven't done anything.
If you check it tomorrow, I'll update the Wikipedia page.
I mean, we can also do that now.
So Chris still performs. So he's still doing children's entertainment. And I just not so much.
Yeah, because you work at a community house.
Yeah,
community center in Hamilton.
Yeah,
right?
In Norton. Yeah.
Yeah. That's been your gig for quite a while. Ever since I know you, that's where you work, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been quite a few, I guess a bit of a life work really in that community. Working in, just over 30 minutes down the road.
And no end inside. This is your happy workplace.
It is great. I mean, you do kind of think, I wonder what I'd do next. Mm. But then I guess you really see the investment you put in. You're getting, I guess, those rewards of seeing really good things happen. And
right.
Yeah, it's a really exciting kind of role. And big shout out to Mike, my good friend at the Raglan Community House.
Mike, yeah, he's doing a lot of good stuff. A lot of good mahi.
A lot of good things
community.
That happen out of community houses.
In general, a lot of good things that happen in this community, I'd say, right?
Yep.
I feel like, I mean, I haven't lived anywhere else in New Zealand, so I feel like I can't really say it's doing the best of the things from all the other communities in the country. But whenever I talk to people who live in similar small, places, nothing even compared to what we have going on all sides of community stuff, arts.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You know, we're so I'm like, oh my god, my winter, it's already so filled up. I'm doing something every day, you know. Mm. It's pretty cool. Is that the reason why you chose to live here?
Yeah, definitely. I think I remember coming, because I live in Hamilton. You come over here to Raglan and you go home. And then one weekend I just stayed here with my friend, helped paint his little batch. And then I remember walking on this was probably, back in the early 90s. And I remember going, man, I want to live in Raglan one day.
Mm.
And then 2008, I got to, privilege of living here, which is
nice.
A great decision. Love it.
Well, yeah, best decision and also a good time back in the days, you know. I'm talking to our own Funky Monkey, Neil Chalmers. You do know that from now on, that's the only way I'm going to address you.
That's right? Fine. I do hear it now and again. You know, it's a
lot Neil, of son of now. Anthony, Funky Monkey. Funky Monkey the third. Exactly. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and I'm rendezvousing with Neil Toland tonight, talking a little bit about everything, I guess. And we should probably move on to some advertisement, because I always miss it on, like, you know, the 7:30. Let's do it a bit later.
Join me on Raglan Talking to Raglan as I find out more about Whangarā, its politics and environment, or talk to Raglan and Whangarā on the show Tuesdays 6 till 7:30.
When in the West, listen to the best. Raglan Community Radio, 98.1.
Because that's not my song.
It's someone's song out there. And if it is your song,
it can be my song too. We just, you know, had the advertisement on and then I started bling, bling, bling. I just started talking and we forgot. We forgot to actually press the buttons. As I said, I'm not good with technology. It's just, it's not my thing. So we talked about the Funky Monkeys a bit, you being one of the Funky Monkeys. And did you say you used this in your...
Yeah, so we actually have a song called Kazoo.
Yeah.
And yeah, we use those and they're quite handy actually. That's a great first instrument for any kids of...
Kids, yeah.
Yeah, or adults.
And to learn early on what else you can do with it. Okay, we have two more songs that Neil brought here tonight for his rendezvous with me. Do you want to talk about the next one?
Okay. Good evening, listeners. The next track is by the Paper Kites and Maro. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She's actually one of my favorite female artists, Maro. And
look who just texted.
Oh,
it's the big boss. Oh my
welcome.
God. Oh my God. Did I just F up? No.
yeah, so I saw, because I actually do like Eurovision, watching Eurovision.
No
she was on there a few years ago and did really well. And I guess, yeah, and the song's from, not from Eurovision at the time, but that's how I got to know her.
We need to talk about this whole Eurovision thing after that song. But here's the Paper Kites and Maro with Walk Above the City.
Breathe.
So that was the Paper Kites in Maro, or Maro. Maro or Maro, we don't know. Walk Above the City. And you said you came across that one, did you say, on Eurovision Song
Contest?
Yeah,
I was watching Eurovision a few years ago.
A few years ago?
I think it was like 3 years ago, maybe.
So you are an active watcher of
this. I'm not active. It just happened to be on, and I just invested 3 days, is it? I think it goes for quite a while, so I invested three days into it. Because sometimes the weather's not the best, and you've got to invest your life into something, and that year it was Eurovision. And
okay.
There's a few other good artists I still listen to.
I mean, one year it's the Funky Monkeys, one year it's Eurovision, and one year it's DJing at the Ragamuffin, you know?
You gotta mix it up, eh?
Yeah, you gotta mix it up. What is it about Eurovision, though, that you felt, like, drawn to?
I guess growing up in Scotland, so it was quite a big deal.
Mm.
I mean, most of the stuff is not the best kind of music on there. It is pretty terrible. But it's just fun. I just love the...
Maybe because it's so bad, it's fun?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm. And the scoring. And, okay, the points are coming from Sweden. They read out this point.
Yeah.
And it's all exciting.
The accent, I like the way they read certain... Like, when it happened in certain countries. In Ukraine, I think. I was really happy about this Ukrainian band winning.
Because
that song, I played that a bunch of times on my show.
That was the year I actually watched it.
I loved that song.
That was the year, I'm pretty sure.
It was so cool. It was like folk with hip-hop and a good beat. And I'm like, fucking amazing. And who was that guy, that bearded lady that won?
Yes.
Austrian?
That was a couple of years before, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot the name, but that was pretty cool too. I'm like, oh, representation. That's awesome.
Definitely.
So it's not all bad about Eurovision Song Contest.
You got to take the good bits out of it.
You got to. It's just like the Ragnar Notice Board. You just got to take the good bits out of it.
Which it's doesn't leave much, but...
No. Fair enough.
But you can expand on those.
Yeah. And also, it's if you just hate life or you love life too much, then you just, you know, scroll on the notice board a little bit and you're like, my life is pretty awesome.
It is.
Because I don't have these problems.
It's, and you know, with the news channel going, we're going to be becoming more reliant on the Ragnar Notice Board for our news, aren't we?
Yeah, hopefully.
TV3, you know, and the station's going.
All that stuff, yeah. My friend's actually, you know, going to lose her job probably. It's pretty shitty. And being like, oh, does this mean we have a monopoly and like just one news outlet, you know, that's funded by the government? It's a bit weird. But yeah, hey, the Notice Board is totally going to help out because we will know... Who lost a dog?
We will.
We will know what time the Foursquare might close. And that's all you need.
That is pretty much all you need.
Maybe.
And, you know, it'll help us as well. Like, is someone driving 70K all the way and not pulling over?
People need to know that.
People
I want
to
know that bastard's license plate. And then
post
not do anything with it.
Post it up.
Yeah. So pictures.
You can give them the...
Yeah, just the grumpy passive aggressiveness from afar. Not like you would confront anyone, really.
No.
You know, you just want to be a keyboard warrior. That's all you got to do. Yeah, we were, as you can see, maybe, Neil and I were talking off air about a possible new slot we could incorporate into this very random rendezvous with Reza on a Monday night, 7 till 8:30-ish. What did you call it? Do we have a name?
I don't think we did. Did we? We might have done. I might have had a little blank.
But it was basically reciting our three favorite posts of the notice board of the week.
Yeah.
Because it's Monday, you know, last week. What was going on? What do we need to know? What does the town need to know about the notice board? That's actually a, you know.
Could be cool. Yeah, it could actually be, we could have actually annual awards.
Awards?
The Ragland Notice Board Annual Awards. The prize for the best.
And most stupid comment goes to Karen.
There you have finalists. And the finalists are... Don't want to say Karen because there are some good Karens in Ragland.
There is some good Karens.
But it's cool.
Karen, we don't mean you. We just mean the theoretical Karen.
Yeah. It could be good.
We could incorporate that into the Whangarua Talent Factory, you know?
Yeah,
just
true.
Like, it's a talent to be such a warrior online and be concerned about your community, about whose dog is barking.
Yep.
And whose rooster is, you know,
doing his
job.
Yeah. Waking up. I think if you've got some feedback you like to bring, then send it through to
Aaron.
Aaron.
Email Aaron or call us now. The number is 825-0268. I repeat, it's 825-0268. That's the Ragland Community Radio telephone number. You know how many times I've set this number into the ether and nobody ever gives me a call? I'm waiting for this day.
Tonight is your lucky night.
I'm hoping you can make a call right now with your phone.
We could, if that's what it takes, if that's what it takes. But if there's somebody out there right now, call in.
If you want to say something really important or not important at all, this is your slot.
Can you say that number again?
8250268.
And if you've forgotten it, why not go onto the Raglan notice board and say, anyone know the number of the Raglan Community Radio?
Yeah, because that's going to start a great conversation about waste. That's where it's going to end, I tell you. You might have noticed you're listening to Random Rendezvous with Reza. I have now a new slot on Monday night, 7 till 8:30. With me is Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan.
Correct.
That's a really great long
name,
actually.
That's pretty good. That's a big name badge, eh?
Should be your next artist name or whatever, you know, politician or whatever you want to be. You brought one more song that I want to point out and talk about, which is?
Yeah. So it's a bit of a classic, Never Tear Us Apart. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of one of my karaoke songs.
Hmm.
I do like a bit of karaoke.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What are the occasions to do karaoke? When? Where?
All places. Like whenever, if I hear, you know, if you see karaoke's happening.
You're there.
The Harbour View's had some good karaoke nights.
True. When was that and why did I never go? Huh.
Kind of pops up now and again, but it's a great night. And it's a good vibe. Everyone's having fun and singing the old classics.
Cool. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so I guess this is one of my karaoke songs that I do. And it's really good sometimes because it's not all the same audience, so you can pull it out again. Like, oh, I haven't heard Neil do that one before.
Be like, oh, let's see what happens today. And how do you pronounce that band? Because I've never been aware.
INXS.
INXS. Because I was like, oh, it's Inks.
Inks, that's a better name actually. I don't know why they didn't go with that.
Inks says. And we're listening to a classic, Never Tear Us Apart, from INXS.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. We all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds colliding, and they could never.
That is Neil's karaoke song, NXS with Never Tear Us Apart. The go-to carry. It's a good song. You know, it's
good. It has a lot of tension in it.
Yeah.
It has a big build up.
Not too hard.
Yeah.
You know, not like... Wah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one, good one. While we were off air, we were, you know, contemplating of how we can make this new Raglan Notice Board segment work. And then we were like, oh, what's been happening on the Notice Board last week? It's been pretty quiet. Hey, it's been just your normal stuff.
It has been quiet. We do have one here, Foursquare Raglan, absolute muppet, considering their minimal parking here to begin with. Bit of a picture of a... bit of a people mover parked there, and it's outside the white line. But as I say,
outside of the line, probably
the
like,
lines are only a guide.
They are. Also, dare I say, that parking lot got upgraded a few years ago. There used to be less parking than there is now.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I don't think parking is a problem at Foursquare, to be fair.
No, and you can just park down the road and walk out.
There's still heaps of parking there, yeah. I mean, parking's never been the issue. Do you remember the outcry when those little...
Yeah.
Islands, parklets.
Yeah, I remember that.
A friend of mine was part of that, and he's like, OMG, if I'd known how much shitstorm we get for this, nah. It's just not worth it.
And we've survived, haven't we?
Do you think so?
I think so.
Are you really sure?
It's been tough. We've got through it, though. We had the counseling.
I could barely find a park today.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough. And then I had to walk, like, maybe 100 meters.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 38 almost. Like, can't really...
You can't just be expected to walk 100 meters.
But, I mean, for a moment, to be serious, I always wonder when people, you know, write about that stuff out in the open, I always wonder, are you that privileged that you don't see that there's bigger fish to fry here? Like, is your life so privileged and you have no fucking problems? Is your life so perfect that this is your problem, you know? This is where I go because I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that shit.
I guess when you're typing it and then you hit that enter, boom, you're like, oh, it feels better. So right, time for a coffee.
But then,
I'll let that just...
But then 10 minutes later, I would fucking delete it because I'd be embarrassed. I sometimes do that. I'm like, oh, no, that doesn't sound right. Oh, wait. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right either. Ah, delete or edit, you know? I mean, I'm too self-conscious about it. Other people are just not. But that's fine. That's fine. People do what they do. We just... ignore it or make fun of it on the radio. Gonna do a little ad break. Wow, Neil, you've always almost been here 50 minutes.
Wow.
Time flies by when you're having fun.
It does. I mean, I thought it was...
in and out.
Yeah.
20 minutes,
it's
max.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's crazy. But hey, you're an old... We call it an old rabbit. What do you say in English? An old... We say in German, alter Hase, you're an old rabbit, meaning you've done this before. What is the saying in English? You're an
old...
come on.
Oh, it's an old...
But there's a...
Old tiger? Something like that?
Something old. So Neil's done this before, you can tell, you know, because things just flow when Neil speaks into a microphone. If you haven't noticed... You might see at the next Fangora Talent Factory where Neil's emceeing and all the other community things where you put your hand up and you're like, gonna do it. Neil, hey, thanks for coming. This was super fun.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the notice board segment should. But, I mean, do research, right? Write a paper and present to me your pitch. And
I've already actually done it. I actually knew you were going to ask that tonight.
Oh, sweet.
So that's all been done.
So I talk to Aaron, you know, I talk to the boss and then I'm going to make shit happen.
Mm. Is there a budget for that?
Yeah, I mean, sure. This is a community radio. Of course, there's heaps of budget.
It's going to be, you know,
heaps of budget.
Catering, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can talk about
research.
That.
Research.
Off air. Let's do that. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This week at the Harvey Hotel, Wednesday, pizza special, $20, 5 for late. Thursday, jackpot draw, $500, and burgers and beer, $30, and a meat raffle. Friday, happy hour, 4 to 7. Saturday, Lady Muck Band, 7:30 till late. And Sunday, Bloody Mary Breakfast Club, 9 till 2:30. There you go. We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Raglan at the Harbour View Hotel.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the Growers Market, Mum. There's always something yummy there and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the Growers Market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market, by the community, for the community, every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
Hi Raglan, Wayne Super Values. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great Raglan community.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Code of Broadcasting Practice for the broadcasts of its radio programs. If you hear something you find offensive or intentionally misleading on our station, you have the right to complain. A formal complaint about a specific program or incident must be made within 20 days of broadcast of that program to Raglan Community Radio, PO Box 126 Raglan.
You're listening to Irirangi o Whangaroo, official station of the Maui Dolphin.
And this is Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday, 7 till 8.30ish. With me was, up until 2 seconds ago, Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan. Gosh, that was fun, you guys. That was heaps of fun. Always good to have a banter on air. And good to share music and talk about what it means to people. Well, that kind of means that my whole massive playlist will not gonna fit in the next couple minutes, but that's fine. You know, we just do us. This is Camel Fat, Yannis, and Folds with Hypercolor. I just found that again today. Here it is.
Driving on the endless open road, all the places that I used to know. This open blue tube, hypercolor feeling taking hold.
Driving through the endless open blue tube,
all the places that I used to know.
Smoke rings running through my mind. Well,
visions in my mind start to grow.
How I feel when I'm cold again. How
sky, hop a color blue, the summer in your mind, and the open wide road running through the sky, hop a color blue, the summer in your mind, and the open wide road running through the sky, hop a color blue, the summer in your mind, and the open wide road running through the sky, hop a color blue, the summer in your mind.
guess I'm working this shit. For landing in the same car, when Jim clears the stiff arm, the wit is. But you think that I don't, the fuck you to wit is. Why do life go so slow? Till the beat don't beat. Then it was too short, like Jesus, please. I'd do anything for a kiss and a hug. And I give up my vices to hear you speak again. River, I die's a rental, I'm a soul, how you not remember? Dug myself a hole, you cannot get in her. Now you gotten it, and it will not release attention. Smacking and grabbing the gravestones of our memories. Happen the lame ones, give opinions, I'm laughing. The same ones, they ain't shit to me, that's it. Flash dicks with an ass kick. I said, habits never lasted. I said, that's it, like a magic. I said, past tip, told you that's it. I said flash dicks with an ass kick. I said habits never lasted. I said that's it like a magic. I said past tense, told you that's it, that's it, that's it.
So that was something a bit different. That was Glass Animals and Rome Fortune with the Dave Glass Animals rework. And the original song is Hazy, which is a really nice song from Glass Animals, who I also recently just rediscovered. And oh my gosh, people, it's been a bit, this one's been a bit like, oh gosh, language. 1, 2, 3, language. I had a bit of an issue with sleep the past couple days, so I think I'm gonna call it a night here. You know, after all, it's till 8:30-ish, so a few minutes early. but be here next Monday, 7 till 8:30, new time slot. Remember, it's Monday now, not Tuesday. And till then, stay random, have a good night, stay warm, and here's an oldie but goldie, Nelly Furtado with Say It Right. Po Maria, bye!